Weep with those who weep. That's a phrase we've been hearing a lot of lately. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're asking a question about that as it relates to the refugee crisis. And we'll also talk about how hope has been turning around crisis pregnancies in Russia. We're looking at the world around us with a different worldview, and we're sharing that perspective with you. You've heard a lot about the problems facing the Syrian and Iraqi refugees, but who helps the helpers? Given the overwhelming number and need, burnout is a reality for the Christian workers who are bringing the cups of water in Jesus' name.
Not only that, do they have to face the issues they have in their homes with their family and their personal issues, health issues, but they have to regularly be listening to the woes and the problems of all the refugees. We appreciate very much the heart they have for the Lord and the heart they have to reach out and help refugees. But with that, there's enormous needs, and it takes a toll on the workers also.
But Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says the struggles serve to strengthen their resolve to fight on.
In one way, they're exuberant because they've been praying for Muslims to believe in Christ for many years, and they've not seen a lot of results, whereas now there are people believing in Christ all around them.
The job's not done yet. And one of the hardest parts of working in the field is not having enough resources to be able to help a desperate family in need. But you can play a part. We've highlighted a few ways through links at missionnews.org. For our next story, I want you to cast your mind back a couple years ago. Do you remember when the Chibok schoolgirls were kidnapped by Boko Haram? Well, for many, that's the last time they thought about Nigeria. And yet, terrorism is a daily reality for both Christians and Muslims alike.
Many of them live in refugee camps. In fact, over 700,000 people, by internal estimates in Nigeria, are displaced.
It's Carl Muller of Biblica who says we must do what we can, even if everyone's not paying attention.
Our purpose is not to necessarily wonder why the world doesn't care. We need to start creating opportunities for the world to do something and to raise the awareness of this situation here by helping organizations, churches, and other NGOs provide the resources that those people need.
While organizations work to meet physical needs in the camps, groups like Biblica recognize a spiritual need too.
During these times of great crisis, people look for hope. They look for something that will bring some ray of good news into their lives.
And they want to remind these people who have nothing that they still have hope in Jesus. This month, they're asking for new participants in their Bible distribution project. And a generous donor will match your gift, Bible for Bible. And finally, for women in Russia, there really hasn't been much support when facing an unwanted or unexpected pregnancy. Usually, the only option has been abortion. In fact, until recently, Russia didn't have a single pregnancy resource center. Slava Gospel Association's president, Bob Provost, says
the abortion rate in Russia is much higher than America. The average Russian woman will, in her lifetime, have 7 abortions, as you could imagine. And the number of abortions that have been recorded is 268 million. So we think it's probably double that.
But things are changing for Russian women, thanks to one of SGA's partnering churches.
The Russian Bible Church caught a vision for wanting to develop a pregnancy center. Some pregnancy center in America donated the ultrasound instrument that would be needed. And another pregnancy center, one in Los Angeles, said, we will train their staff.
And what should have taken years took a handful of months. Now, this new pregnancy center can offer both the hope of a future and the hope of Christ. Pray for the pregnancy center's continued support, for the protection of both the workers and the women who visit the center, and for the gospel to transform lives. The full details to this story can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way invites you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Christ. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.